Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, it's 3 o'clock. You can play the audio again for a second. I didn't know if that was Kenny J. Trump or the real POTUS there. Hold on. Well, we're hosting the draft. It's a really big thing, you know?
Yeah, we should do it for more things.
That was amazing. Can I hear that?
Because there's never been anything on the National Mall.
A lot of things. Ever. The biggest things.
There's never been anything on the National Mall.
I'm not going to say it.
A lot of black people.
Maybe too many black people.
I don't know.
maybe like a million of them. I don't know.
All right. Sorry. We were dying during the update. I'm like, that audio is amazing. So there was no point in just being like, all right, everybody, Tigers, we can play it and have a laugh. Okay. Are we good?
Okay.
Everybody under control.
Yes.
Okay. Now we can do Tiger baseball.
Now we can do Tiger baseball.
No. Don't you dare ask me to do anything. This is your baby. You had a question you wanted to ask. Right. Ask the damn thing.
I'm going to ask the question, Mike. What I am saying is this. Maybe, just maybe, looking at this current Tiger team, we may have sold them short. Here, let me explain. They got the best record in the AL, okay? 22-13. Their run differential, best in the majors, at plus 63. And this, that coming from Will Birchfield, the Birchie kid. But 7 regulars with an OPS over 800. Not just the pitching, but the regular guys, okay? Tort, Carpenter, Green, Torres, McKinstry, Javier Baez, and Dangler.
It's Javier Baez.
Okay. You're looking at this team. Did we sell this, real quick, did we sell this team short by saying 90 wins and this team would be successful? Because I'm looking at this team now, and this looks like a team that can win over 90 games. And I'm not saying 100, but I am saying, yeah, I'm moving the needle past 90 into 93, 94, 95. We keep saying, well, you know, they're going to fall apart. Maybe they won't fall apart.
Well, who's saying they're falling apart?
No, like, what? Because I think a lot of people still have PTSD when it comes to the Tigers, and they think of the bad Tigers teams. I think this team has turned the corner and is now a respectable team in Major League Baseball.
90 and 72 is more than respect. It's dominant.
No. It is dominant, but I'm saying, are we selling them short?
No.
I think the way this team is winning
no,
and scoring
it's everybody,
runs.
They're off to a nice start, and everyone is fondling their beanbag. I'm not going to 100 if that's what you're asking.
I'm not asking you to go to 100, but I'm saying I think it's going to be north of 90.
Okay. Let's get into it. No, I'm not going here after 35 games. Yes, they're going to win the next three against the Rockies, who have 6 wins. 6. Not 16. 6.
Hey, Chicago, watch this.
Right. And again, they're off to a wonderful start. But in a 162-game season, I'm not going to extrapolate 20. Let's say they win the next three. 25-13. You think they're going to be 50-26? You think they're going to be 75-39? No.
I'm not saying 100, but I think they will be north of 90.
I'm not ready yet.
I am.
Show me a shortstop. Show me Parker Meadows healthy. Show me someone doing something at the trade deadline. Then I'll get into the look. 90-72 is going to put you as one of the three best teams in the AL. And that is where
you can't
I am.
Meet me at 92-7.
No, I'm not doing no, because that's potato potato.
No, because I was at 87, and you're like, come on, give me 90.
Right, come on.
You can't give me 92.
Well, I'm not yet. No.
Okay,
Go ahead, Kenny. You look poised to speak. Am I crazy here? I'm just not ready to do this.
No, and you know what it is? It's 1 month of baseball. How many guys have we seen in Tigers history who've put together 1 month of baseball? It seems as if they're all just doing it together at the same time. By the way, did we expect, I mean, what did we say at the beginning of the season? North of terrible for Javi Baez.
Sure.
He's playing like a real baseball player again, which is something we never saw coming. And by the way, we don't know if it's sustainable.
There it is.
But see, I wonder if that's the reason why people won't do it, is because it's the ghost of Tiger's past. Well, remember this guy, and we believed in this guy, and it fell apart. And what about Red Pop? And what about this guy? And what about that guy? Those guys aren't here. These guys are getting it done, and they're getting it done on a daily basis. And at first it was, okay, it's just 1 month. Okay, well, now it's going on 2 months. Okay, well, it's going to eventually fall into 3 months. It's like, or at some point, maybe they're just a good team.
They are good.
That goes out.
More of this for the next 2 months, and then I can say, okay.
See, I just got
That's wrong, Kenny.
No, I just got a feeling that even if they did, you know what? 248-539-9797. No, hold on, Kenny. Can this team exceed the 90-win mark we gave them a few weeks ago? Go ahead, Kenny.
David just saying 2 months. It's like, yes, if they win all the games, then they will have won all the games.
That's pretty big.
Very big. A lot of games.
So you get me close to the deadline and they're still doing this? Okay. Okay, fine then, Kenny. I believe now. So that's what you want me to do? I believe now. We're all series bound.
It's no right or wrong answer. You're saying deadline. You're saying July 4th. What are you saying, Kenny?
I just said give me another month of good baseball. That's all. So if we can bank 2 months.
June 1st?
Yeah, sure. Give me a couple of months.
Hold on. So I'm saying 2 months, which is July 4th, and you're ripping me but not ripping Mike?
That's like me saying 90 games, and this guy's jackhammering my balls because he's at 92. I don't even know what's happening.
I just believe in the team more than you.
You know what? Why don't you go work for Bally? 248, go ahead, 539-9797. Where are you guys at with it? I mean, it's like, obviously, they've put together a magical first month. They're hitting, they're pitching, they're doing it all. But no, I'm not ready to leap with 130-some-odd games to go that they're above a 90-win team, because I don't know if any will be. Ask me if the Yankees are above a 90-win team. I can't say that. Now, the NL, it's different. I can sell you the Dodgers. I can sell you the Mets. I can sell you some of those teams. They're just built entirely different. The AL, you might be the number one team in the AL at 90. It could happen. My Yankees stink. We don't have any pitching.
Can't even give me 91?
No. Okay. July 4th.
Okay.
248-539-9797. This thing on? We could bury Sharon more if you'd like. I don't care. David, anything you want to add?
I'm waiting 2 months.
Where are you at with your Tigers? Should we be above 90 wins? Rico is berating all of us.
Got thoughts from Austin Jackson, former Tiger. Fan favorite, Austin Jackson. I was at the game he got traded.
That was the most bizarre thing. I was there too. Yeah. I was working.
Jogging in from center field. But he's a fan favorite. And he had some comments. He was on a Detroit Tiger podcast, Tiger Territory. And he called out some fans.
I like it that he said so many things, but this is a solid baseball team. He didn't use the word great. He said it's a solid baseball team. It's exactly what they are. We started to see it at the end of last year, and I don't believe in momentum. I don't believe things carry over, but they proved, because most of the roster, they didn't get that right-handed bat. They didn't get a third baseman. Most of the roster is the same, and they proved that they could do it again. They are doing it again. And that it carried over from last year. And I don't believe things carry over, but you have to, every year you got to go out and prove it. Last year at the end of the year through 6 weeks, 8 weeks of the season, they proved that they could do it. Now, it was almost too late. but it proved that it wasn't. Now, they started off the season the way that it ended it, and it is, you've got bats that are active, you've got a pitching staff that is, if not the best pitching staff in Major League Baseball, it's there's a 1A, 1B, and they're right there.
Are there really a lot of people who think like the bottom's going to fall out here? Because I'm of the belief that they're only going to get better. Like, Vierling is going to come back and be a contributor on this baseball team. That will give them a boost. I'm of the belief they've got the farm system. They're in the position. They should be adding at the trade deadline. Throw in whether they get Parker Meadows back or not, but that's another boost. I feel the opposite of the I told you so fans, the sky with the bottom's going to fall out. I think they're going to get better.
I don't necessarily know that there's a part of the fan base that is that thinks the bottom is going to fall out. I just think there's a lot of people that are sitting there. They want to play the I told you so card. And whether you bought in now and you're playing that card in July, I told you they were going to be good. Why didn't you believe me? Like, I told you so. And I hate the I told you so guy. Or on the flip side, well, wait till July. Wait till the All-Star break. Wait till August. And because they just want to, on both sides, somebody wants to say, I told you so.
Is Austin Jackson right? Said a lot of things there. Is he right that there are fans who want to be right, who want to wag a finger, the earnests of the world? I told you so. Told you they're not that good. Just you wait. They're not this good. Do you get that sense? Because I know that contingent exists in the Lions fan base. The Lions fan base has a self-loathing component to it that I don't think any other fan base in the city does.
If you're going to play the I told you so card, it can't be, well, wait till July. It has to be, well, the bottom's going to fall out. Or they're going to continue to be the best team in the Central and the best team in the American League. Like, you got to pick one side. It's the fans that are, well, wait till 40 games. Wait till the All-Star break and before I decide one way or the other. That's what he's talking about when he talks about the wishy-washy fans.
You don't have to decide anything. You just watch your baseball team and have thoughts as they come, right? Team plays well and you get excited and you look ahead and you think about what they could do. I don't understand
this. It is exciting baseball right now because they are in the top six in home runs. They are a team that has shown they can have power. They've got guys that are hitting for average. Now, do they stay at those averages? Does Zach McKinstry stay where he's at? Probably not.
No, but what is this like?
But Vierling is coming back. Parker Meadows. Like, Vierling just hit a home run yesterday in his rehab assignment in AAA. Now the question should be, and we addressed this earlier in the week, who is it that you're sending down? And if it's Jace Young, all right, you add Vierling because he can play third base, he can play center, he can play a lot of different positions, and he adds a quality bat. And then when Parker Meadows comes back, that decision becomes a little bit tougher because you start working your way up the food chain, and at some point you're going to be sending down guys that are contributors, but Parker Meadows may be just better.
248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, I love Austin Jackson, but what is he going on about? I haven't heard any of this rhetoric from anybody recently. The earnests of the world and, well, I told you, and the sky's falling. I don't get the sense that that's a significant portion of this fan base at all. I kind of agree with this Ticket Texter. I'm aware of the phenomenon because I've seen it with the Lions my whole life. The Lions had tortured their fan base so much that some fans got like pleasure out of them losing because they had told themselves and everyone in their friend group and everybody in their family that the Lions would never win. So when they would blow it on a Sunday, and they blew it on a lot of Sundays, they got to feel good. It became this like reverse rewiring of their brain to where they became like an anti-fan. They became the guy Austin Jackson's talking about, where you kind of self-loathe and you root against your team so that you can be right. I don't think any of the other teams in our city have, one, poisoned their fan base to that degree, and B, exist in any real number.
You're always going to have a portion of a fan base. I mean, coming out of the NFC Championship game, we took calls that were, well, they're going to take a step back. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're going to be 8-9. They didn't trust Goff. They didn't trust Dan Campbell. They didn't trust the defense. The defense was the weak part coming out of, what was it, 23?
Yeah. No, but I think being critical of your team is one thing. What sure. Austin Jackson's talking about are fans who, in the midst of good times, are trying to find things to be critical of. Like, fine, you want to say this team is not frozen in time. There will be players who struggle over the next 100 or so baseball games. Mm-hmm. Yep. Great. Talk your talk, I guess. The team will lose a few more games than you'd like them to lose. It's a long baseball season. But I don't think you're going to have some vindication moment where, you know, this team loses 90 ball games and you can walk around saying, look how smart I was back in April. I never believed. Why even think that way?
So I think some of this is people not buying into Mize, torque, and bias. They just think the sky's going to fall on that. You got the replenishments coming, though, like you guys said.
Right.
Maybe a bigger picture thing is I just kind of had this thought, but are they kind of like the Steelers have been without a franchise quarterback? I mean, you got your one-star T.J. Watt there. Maybe that's your Scooble, you know, and they just kind of win because they play the Steeler way. Their Tiger baseball right now is about approach at the plate, value in the strike zone, both defensively and offensively, but they lack a little pizzazz. They use their entire roster. That's kind of like my Steeler comparison. Where
so they're not sexy.
Exactly. Is that the problem? Is that what we're into? Because I thought it was just about winning. And maybe people don't think they really have a chance to win the World Series, kind of like the Steelers when they always get in the playoffs. And
oh, so they're going to wait till October and say, I told you so.
Exactly. I think that's what they're wanting to do.
This team that won the pennant and gave us all kinds of joy, they weren't that good anyway. Tell them, Ernest. Is that a real thing? Are people waiting for the Tigers to fail? Is Ernest out there listening? 248-539-9797. Is there any part of you that doesn't feel like this is real, what's happening right now? That's Austin Jackson. He was on Tiger territory. And called out some fans. Let's get to Omar in Clinton Township. Omar, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm so happy you guys brought this topic up. So I've been going through this pretty much all my life with people that I've known for that's from here, and they just can't wait to see these Detroit teams fail. You know, you ask them, you know, well, the team is doing real good. And you've been watching the games, and the first thing they'll say is, no, I ain't been watching the games, but I mean, you already know they're not going to win anyway because so-and-so is better than them or whatever, you know, and I just get sick and tired of it, you know. But I'm happy that these guys, you know, the Tigers, well, pretty much all our teams is doing well and going to the next level. So
every fan base, I suppose, has some. I think the Lions have a lot, and yeah. We fought those battles over our entire life. With people. And look, the Lions haven't won a Super Bowl, so I guess they get the last laugh if the Tigers don't win the World Series. Ernest is right. It's so odd to me. The Tigers were legitimately an awful baseball team for a very long time, and we had a lot to bitch and complain about. One of my early revelations in April was, I don't have anything to complain about. Like, some of that comes with the job we nitpick. I don't have anything to complain about with this baseball team, and I'm refreshed by it. I'm excited by it. They're a team I look forward to watching and listening right now, because while you think, hey, maybe they're going to take a step back when water finds its level guy out there, I happen to think they're going to get better when they get healthier, when they get to the deadline and they have an incentive to buy. I don't look at this as like the eventual doom of the season. I'm very much excited about the summer we have in front of us.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're nitpicking, about the only thing you can nitpick is, you know, Jack Flaherty. But he's pitched well. And just hasn't, he's kind of this year's Reese Olson, where he pitches well but doesn't get the run support, right? He loses a game against San Diego because they get shut out 2-0, right? But he pitched good. And, you know, or he pitches through, you know, 5.5 good innings and just has, you know, a couple of bad pitches that cost him.
He's had some of the best swing and miss stuff all season for the Tigers. He's run into some trouble at the end of his starts. Is some of that you just build up a guy as the year goes on? I'm certainly not even worried about Jack Flaherty. Like, if I had the nitpick, what am I nitpicking? Like, they don't have a steady third baseman?
But then you go to, I mean, you should, because it's not Chapman or Bregman. Bregman. But the answer to that is AJ Hinch, all right? Because he picks and chooses when to use Javi Baez there, when to use Jace Young, and the rotation that they have going there, but you're getting really good defense out of Jace Young. The bat's not there, which is why when Vierling comes up, he's probably going down.
Some ticket textures. I believe they are good. Maybe not best in the AL good. I don't trust what I'm seeing with Javier and Torque.
I get it with Javi, but it's been a rough 3 years, and part of it is the contract. Part of it is just the lack of production, but he is producing right now. But he's got a longer history to be able to look back and say, okay, well, what is Javi Baez? It's the 3 years he was here, and even before he was here, there was a lot of swing and miss. There just was, and he doesn't have the power that he had, even though he had 3 home runs in 3 games. For Torque, I think there needs to be a little bit more hope involved because he did have a season where he hit 30 home runs, 30 plus. I know that it's been a rocky, it's been an up and down roller coaster, but this is kind of what we thought he would be.
Yeah, this is what he was drafted to be. Last 10 games, he's batting 152, does have 3 home runs. If he's coming back down to earth a little bit, fine. He's going to slump. Every hitter slumps. I like that the power has maintained through that slump because that's ultimately why he was taken number one overall, was that he was going to leave the yard. They needed right-handed hitting. They needed right-handed power. And he's been that guy right now. Ticket Texter says, has anybody mentioned Bregman comes to Detroit next week? Signed Ernest. Yes. Okay.
Bregman.
Yes. Okay. I believe in the Tigers too, but why is he so upset when he calls them solid? Sounds a little wishy-washy to me, Ryan and Ypsilanti.
Oh, no. This is a solid team. I think you got to be very careful when you're talking about using adjectives. They're not a great team.
Is Ernest like the Tigers' version of a Karen?
It's becoming one, yeah. I didn't realize it until yesterday, but yeah.
Yeah, or who was the Lions fan that you dubbed? Jack and Coke Jimmy
Jack
or
the casual?
Yeah. Jack and Coke Jerry.
Who's only in because they're good, yep.
We'll have to come with the Tigers version of that with the fruity drinks.
Well, I think it's Ernest.
Fruity Fred.
Yeah.
No, but Ernest is a different character.
Yeah,
Ernest is different. Ernest is stodgy. Ernest is crotchety.
I told you so guy.
Yeah, but he's crotchety is what he is.
Is he championship or bus guy?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, Ernest is going, what's this all for? Sweet, you've resurrected Javi for 6 weeks. Great, you still owe him too much money and he's not very good. Like, that's an Ernest take, right? Ernest is going, hey, Vierling's going to come back. You know who he's not? Chapman or Bregman. Ernest is going, you really going to count on Jackson Jobe to be a rookie and anchor this staff down the stretch? What's it all for? Look, if they win the division, it's a long time coming. If you have this rotation in some total in the postseason, you're going to be set up to win postseason series. And if they add a bat, Bregman or otherwise, along the way here, it does vault them into a much more serious World Series contender situation. Yes. I mean, that's what it's all about.
This team doesn't have a guy that plays every day that's an MVP candidate, guys. I mean, come on.
Well, and I love the crowd that says, well, you know, the Guardians and the Royals are right there behind you.
Well, the key is
they're behind you. Doesn't mean that they will be that way throughout the entire course of the season, but at this moment, they are behind you. And, oh, by the way, the Guardians have struggled a little bit to hit runs. Their run differential is minus 16. How they've gotten to 21 wins with a minus 16 differential, I'm not sure.
Devil magic.
Kansas City, while they've been good defensively, they struggle to score runs. So what do you trust more? What the Tigers are doing?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Guardians and the Royals.
Off day yesterday for the Tigers. They're in the Rockies playing Colorado the next few days here. 8 o'clock tonight. Worst team in baseball. Chance to keep piling on some wins. Tigers playing great ball right now. And, John, it's a question about credit. Mm-hmm. There's plenty to go around, but on the heels of yesterday's show where multiple ticket texters berated me, will you apologize to Scott Harris? Say it. Say you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously deserves credit, like AJ and some of these select players. I think Scott Harris is a tough guy to figure out, though, because, yes, their farm system is much better. And yes, player development is thriving in a way it never did with Avila or even Dombrowski, right? But who are the Harris guys? Like, who are the notable signings, trades, draft picks?
Well,
how much do we give Scott Harris credit? He's clearly rehabbed his image in a big way with the way that this team has turned things around in the last year.
Some of it has to go with a philosophy. The philosophy that he laid down, I think it was his initial press conference, and that is valuing the strike zone as a pitcher, as also as hitters. And I think we see it more from the hitting perspective of a lot of those guys that were underperforming in the first couple of years, Javi Baez, Spencer Torkelson. I mean, the list goes on and on. It was basically their entire lineup other than Riley Green.
Sure.
And so it.
But how much of that is AJ on a day to day granular, like, adjustments?
Well, leadership and philosophy has to start top down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about this is baseball people. I'm not talking about ownership. They're the ones, obviously, that hired Scott Harris. But Scott Harris came in and said, these are the guys that we're going to value. These are the characteristics and traits that we're going to value. And it is up to AJ and staff to instill those values. So the philosophy came from Scott Harris. And not that AJ didn't value the strike zone before.
Yeah, it's just so tough. Like, again, I'm not trying to take anything away from Harris. Torque is not a Harris guy. Green is not a Harris guy. Scooble's not a Harris guy.
Whose guys are those?
But I don't want to give Al credit.
What did you say his full name?
Avila.
So when we look at giving credit.
So to me, the answer is AJ, because he bridges the gap here. He's gotten the talent. He's unlocked the talent from players. And he has, I give him the most credit. That's not to take anything away from any of the individuals other than AJ. He's just the guy I give the largest slice of pie to with the Thanksgiving celebration.
Yeah, the pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
You're giving him the biggest.
With whipped cream on top.
Yeah, and so.
Scoop ice cream if you'd like.
AJ got here in 21. Scott Harris got here, what, 23? That was his first full season?
Yeah.
So if we're going to give AJ the biggest slice of the pie, where was it in 21 and 22? Was he just simply held back by Al Avila and the roster? Because we talk about the philosophy of,
or how much of this
valuing
is
the strike zone.
Guys got to get, I mean, Riley Green had to get healthy, right? How much of this is these guys had to get 500 or more ABs under their belt? Guys like Kerry Carpenter needed to get their feet under them. Those first couple seasons, you see a flash, but it took a couple years before, hey, AJ's effect really sets in.
But then it goes to Why are those players there?
Al Avila. I mean, are you trying to give him credit here? No, is that what you're trying to do?
I'm saying there's a slice of this to go to everyone.
Okay.
And his is a very small slice. Because, yes, I don't think it's rocket science to draft 1-1 in whether it's Casey Mize. And you could talk about his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about his development. Because it does take time at the major league level. And then it's... And maybe as a pitcher, you just have to have that arm event before you actually become good. It kind of seems like the path that almost all of the star pitchers have taken. And then it's Spencer Torkelson, drafted 1-1. And it has taken him some time. But he is here because somebody made that decision to yeah. But I'm not going to give Al all the credit in the world because I think almost every team would, if they had the number one pick, would have taken Spencer Torkelson.
Who gets the most credit for Torkelson? The answer is Torkelson. Right? I mean, he had to pick himself up and resuscitate his career. Yeah, I'm not giving Scott Harris credit for Torkelson. I'll give him credit for a bunch of things. I'm not going to give him credit for Torkelson. I think he was right to plan
on not having
Torkelson. Again, this is not a critique, but I'm not giving you credit when you were moving guys to first base because you thought Tork was left for dead. Tork gets the credit for bouncing back.
Mm-hmm.
I give Al zero credit for Tork. Zero. It was an obvious number one pick. And he ruined him almost by bringing him up early. Nobody ever wants to talk about that. Remember, they brought him up pretty quick. Didn't have a lot of minor league at bats, lower than normal.
Almost, why? It seemed like a save my job type of bring
Bingo.
Up.
Bingo.
Yep.
Maybe he's the reason why he's Tork still who he is to a degree. Where you know, at least he's found his 2023 rhythm again. It seems like early in this year, but
or
you know,
better.
You can make the case that. Tork's career has been partially scarred by Al Avila because he wanted to save his job.
Yeah, it's like that rookie quarterback that goes in there and just gets beat to hell.
Sure.
And then gets gun-shy because he's seeing ghosts.
I mean, how much credit are we giving Bob Quinn for leaving two offensive line pillars here? A Pro Bowl center and what I would equate to Taylor Decker as is a really good pro tackle, much like John's career, where you're just on the edge of getting into that elite conversation and stuff, but a guy that you can count
steady.
On every single week, and it's going to give you 10 years, you know? I like, these conversations are hilarious to me when you want to credit people for leaving stuff behind.
He didn't
make them work. None of them were good with him when he was here.
Yeah, we've done this too often with Troy Weaver and Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. You should have something to show for losing for a long time. You get to pick high. You collect a bunch of young, talented players. If you never build a team, it's on the next guy for coming in and assembling the team. Yeah, Scott Harris gets way more credit than Al Avila. I just think the Scott Harris question is fascinating. He gets credit for Flaherty. He gets credit for certain bullpen arms. He gets credit for the general health of the farm system. But a lot of the guys leading the way were here already. So I have a hard time like deciphering how much credit you get for... Like Javi Baez and Torkelson and Mize and these resurrections for their careers. How much of that is Scott Harris? I think more of that's probably the team working with them day to day.
But that's Harris's leadership from the top. When he came in, he said, we're going to be a team that bats a certain way. And they've applied it from the top of the organization to the bottom.
Yep.
And that's a very geeky take because people don't like to get into the weeds and see those kind of things. Look, the jury's going to be out on him when he has to make a significant free agent acquisition or a savvy trade.
Trade deadline this year.
You know, I go back to Dombrowski back in the day. He gets all the credit for these big splash moves and having an open checkbook and all that. But the savvy one was the Scherzer trade. That's the ones that get you in a different arena as a general manager. He went and bought low on a guy that had a pretty promising career as a prospect coming up.
Yeah, we're just kind of talking through this on the fly here. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll take some ticket texts, too. Like a general manager, or in the case of Scott Harris, president of baseball operations, you're judged by your free agent signings, your draft picks, and your trades, right? Those are the three main ways to upgrade a team in any sport. The notable draft pick for Scott Harris, not his fault. These guys aren't here yet, so we'll put that in the inconclusive category. Notable trade. Flaherty, probably, trading away Flaherty and then re-signing him. So it's kind of a dual win for Scott Harris.
Well, and getting Trey Sweeney, who right this year, not a great bat, but defensively was good. And last year, at the end of the year, was a quality player
for him. He's a major leaguer. You got a major leaguer for a rental for a player you brought back. That's probably his biggest combo trade free agent win. He'll have a big opportunity. This last offseason was a chance for that. And I'm not doing the Bregman thing. He pursued him. He's going to have a chance to pursue an impact player at this year's trade deadline, too.
He will. And
those are going to be the moves where I really think he cements this as his baseball team and puts them in their best position.
When he can start making major additions.
Yes.
And impactful additions. And so I think there's got to be credit for the philosophy. And A.J. Hinch, yes. And A.J. Hinch hired coaches. But what was the one thing last year? And it started really with, I guess you could go back to E-Rod and how he kind of rejuvenated his career here in Detroit. And then it was Jack Flaherty. And then it was all these relievers and guys that, hey, maybe they can give us two innings. Maybe they can give us five innings. The innings eaters, the only guy that they've really not been able to, you know, resurrect was Kenta Maeda.
Right.
Of that slice of pie
is Fetter?
Is Fetter.
That's a really good point.
Because last year, if they're not able to have that pitching staff and perform that the way that they did,
the wheels would have fallen off and they wouldn't have made the playoffs.
The wheels were off.
You're right.
But they're the only way. I mean, they were the crew that put the wheels back on.
Yeah.
And then it's now also that crew, that pitching staff that is, they've been in place. They've been performing at an elite level that has allowed the bats to develop. And now this year in 2025, all of a sudden the bats are much better and at times exploding.
Rapid fire ticket texters. I don't know who gets the most credit, but it's definitely not Scott. Aside from the little fringe guys, the vast majority of the contributors are Avila guys. So he deserves more credit, ? No, see, that's kind of what we're debunking. All the bullpen guys are Harris guys. That's from Kevin. Says whoever brought in the pitching coach deserves a ton of credit. We're just talking about that. Mm-hmm. Biggest slice of the pie goes to the luck gods. This team is way, way, way more lucky than they are good or talented. I think that's unfair. Texter says Al gets the most credit. He built the team. All-star coaching staff, most of the development in the minor leaguers are his picks. Harris doesn't get credit for inheriting a gold mine. Don't forget, guys, Scott wouldn't block the kids. That allowed them to develop. That's Joe in Monroe.
There's a lot of room for debate.
It's a healthy conversation. It's part of the show today. It's 97.1.
All right, let's get to business.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Business. I guess it's how do I put this? The opinion we would do this whether the Tigers had just won three in a row or not, because you played the equivalent of like a CYO league team. So 22-13 or 25-13, it's all the same to me. Like beating up on the Rockies is whatever. So this topic plays even without that Rocky series. Now you handled your business, especially yesterday. It's very rare you're going to win a double dip 21-2 or whatever it was. The question is this, the level of belief in what you're watching. You know, it's a different way of doing what we did the other day, Rico, where, look, I think they're a 90-win team. 90-72 is a hell of a nice record. You were like, no, I think I want to go higher. The question is, A, like they have the best run differential in baseball. I think they're plus 82. Mm-hmm. That's,
somewhere around there.
That's ridiculous. So my question is, I want to reverse engineer it. We all see what we're watching. Do you, the believability of this is another way of asking you, do you believe, if you fully believe in what you're watching, do you believe they're the best team in the American League? Because if you're going to call the show and say, I fully believe in what I'm seeing, that means you believe you're going to have the best record in the AL. You are going to be that one seed. Now, I'm not ready to go there yet. So the other thing I wanted to do is, look, level of believability in what you're watching, but what's the most unbelievable thing? What is the thing that's taking place right now with the Tigers that you believe in least? That's not negativity. It's a conversation about all of it can't be this good. And I don't want to start listing things because that'll take away the ammunition from you guys, the listener. I've got a couple of things. I have one thing in particular I think is completely unbelievable. But I'm going to, you know, I want to take our time with this. But what's your level of belief in what you've watched so far that through 38 games, are they the best team in the AL? And then what is the thing you believe in least that's happening right now with this team? And it could be anything. It can be not a side of the ball, but whether it's hitting, pitching, defense, it could be a player. It can be whatever you want it to be. So you want to start out there, Vacuum Seal? Is that what you want to do?
I look at this team. I don't think I'm quite ready to say they're the best team. I think they are one of the best. I'm not ready to say they are the best team in the American League.
Level of belief. Like if I asked you right now, okay, scale of 1 to 5, a 5 means they are the best team in the AL. 4 is you can see a pathway to it, but you're not quite ready.
4.
Oh, okay, we won't even get to 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Noted.
4. 4. This is where, as you would like to, all-star game. If we're still doing this, the all-star break, then I'm probably going to go to a 5. Because I look at this pitching staff and even when the bats aren't there, you got the arms that can get you through some tough games, through some tough stretches. And with the staff that you have, you should be able to go out and win series. And yes, I understand you're not going to be playing the Colorado Rockies. I still can't believe they have 6 wins. I mean, that blues, like, how are you a major league team? Like, they're the not. White Sox are like, come on, man, pick it up. The level of disbelief that I have.
The thing that is just unsustainable. You don't believe in it.
Center field, Jahvir Bayes. Like the way he's playing center field. Not the bat. I mean, he's hitting. I know he can hit and he has streaks, but his fielding out in center field is, we're not talking Parker Meadows. It's almost like, Parker, you could take your time and let that nerve wake up, because we got somebody in center field who's getting the job done. That's me.
Bay's the most unsustainable piece of it. Okay. David.
Center field Bay's.
What's the difference?
No,
so you're saying not second base, not third base?
I'm talking about just him out in center field, the way he's able to play out there. It's just like, is this for real? It's almost like a Disney movie.
No, it's not for me. It's not.
I'm expecting Danny Glover show up.
Yeah, I also do not believe that they are the best team in the AL. I'm at a 3. I'm just right there in the middle. I can waver as things change either way. But the thing that I just doesn't believe stays is Casey Mize. I just don't believe it, because his strikeout rate hasn't really improved, like, career-wise. It's around the same. And I just believe that hitters will come around and get him a little bit more than they have. I just don't believe that it continues with
so
Casey
the second
Mize.
Go round.
Correct.
Okay.
They get more tape on him, understand what he's doing a little bit different, understand what he's throwing more of, and they'll come around.
Here's the other one. Let me throw the number out. 248-539-9797. You do know that the other thing that could be lacking believability, there's been some erosion. There's been a little bit of a fall off with this player. Now, again, no one stat is what I care about. It's the overall. Do you think Torque can sustain? The power's been there. And if he finishes the year with 35 or 40 home runs, I really don't care if he ends up, hitting 240, or, the OBP goes down and it's more towards 310 or 320. Torque would be one maybe other people view. I still, it's biased to me.
I can see the Torque thing kind of like what Davis said, because he changed some things up the next time around when he plays the same teams over. Yeah. They'll have different pitches that they're going to throw to him, and then you're going to see those numbers come off. I had no great expectations for him. So, therefore, I expected him to come closer to the mean and just kind of, you were never going to be as good as you started off.
Yeah, for me, it's just Baez is in his 30s. He's been a bum for a long time. I'm not buying. I'm just not buying he's going to have a 355 OBP. It's there's nothing in the profile right now. Javi Baez would, if the season ended today, have posted his best season in history. No, I don't believe in that. Now, if it goes longer, it doesn't matter if I believe in it. You just go. Mm-hmm. And considering I didn't even want him on the damn team, he's already given you more in a month than I thought he'd give us in a year. So his value, it's already happened.
Brother, you weren't the only one. It was like, Tigers brought him back, it's like, you're not serious about trying to win if you bring him back. Just buy him out.
Yeah, it's also going to be unsustainable. I mean, right now, 26 strikeouts, 4 walks, and you think you're really going to have a 355 OBP if I extrapolate those numbers over. Well, let me see how many at-bats he's got here. 110 at-bats. Yeah, if you think you're going to have 150 strikeouts and 20, or 150 strikeouts, 20 walks at the end of the year, and that's going to produce a 355 OBP, congrats, you're Ted Williams. Like, it's still the Baez thing, but the offset for that will be if and when Parker Meadows comes back. I can vaporize Javier Baez. So, overall, I'm teetering between a 3 and a 4. I'm kind of at a 4 with the Tigers, is that, I don't believe in my Yankees. I mean, Aaron Judge is hitting 450. The team's 500. I don't think we're very good. I don't trust anyone else in the Central. And when you go to the West, who am I supposed to care about? Seattle? I don't. Texas? Yeah, look, I understand they won the World Series. It's been a long time since then, and they stink again. Houston, a little long in the tooth for me, and the pitching's not there. I'm probably at a 4 for believability. Kenny, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about the Javi Baez thing, because I'm with Rico in the fact that I don't know if that's the thing that can sustain. Because he went from being metrically one of the worst players in all of baseball, one of the worst position players in all of baseball last year, to now being above league average. He has a plus WAR. He has a plus OPS plus. It's above what we all expected, obviously, which was, like I said, above terrible. He's far above terrible now. And I think if he continues to play at this clip, which I don't think he's capable of, because I can't see that happening. But if he does, when we start getting more healthy, I don't see AJ Hinch taking him out of the lineup. I don't see him vaporizing Javier Baze.
Well, he'll be vaporized in center.
Yeah, he'll be center. Yes, he'll be vaporized.
Then he becomes a platoon at short.
Yep. You could put him at short. You could DH him. You could do whatever you like with
but
him.
But I just, the thing I believe in least, Baez, but the team overall, I can see a window to them being the best team in the AL.
So you don't see your Yankees waking up?
No. It's not about waking up. They don't have pitching. I mean, Gerrit Cole dying before the season, that'd be like Scooble dying.
Yeah.
How's your rotation going to look? Then you factor in some of the other injuries and different things, and you look at it and you go, wait, Giancarlo Stanton's going to be out the whole year? Okay, now that's the equivalent of Riley Green being out for you. So you just, I don't think we're very good.
Right, and I think you just get seduced, not you, but it's the Yankees. So you just always figure the Yankees will make some type of trade, make some type of a move to always stay competitive.
248-539-9797. We'll get with you guys on this. What's the level of believability? They're sitting at 25-13. Do you believe they're the best team in the AL? Scale of 1 to 5. And what is the thing that while you're watching, you have the least faith in about this team? Best way to start it. As they kick off what's going to be a beautiful weekend of weather and people, human beings, actually in the ballpark. Should be good viewing. You can feel the energy. I mean, we said the word Tigers. Lines are filled. People are amped. And you should be. I mean, they look like the best team in the American League. Best run differential. You know, you compare it to Cleveland, who has a negative run differential and is kind of nipping at your heels. Well, which of those is more sustainable, more believable? You. The pitching is real. That I fully believe in. The offense, I believe in enough that it's you can get where you got to go. I don't think it's this good. For now, it is. And the bullpen, I mean, look no further than what you did the other night. 6 1/3, scoreless ball. Jobe lit himself on fire. And you get a win because of it. Like, I believe in most of what they're doing. So, I'll just take the plunge. I'm a 4 out of 5 of belief. I think they can be the best team in the AL. I'm just not ready to dive in yet. Now, David is ready to roll. I mean, he's a 5 out of 5. Rico's a 3 out of 5. Or no, you're a 5 out of 5.
I'm a 4.
David's a 3.
I'm a 4 out of 5.
Sorry, yeah. Got it all twisted around there. Apologies. The question.
You should use the vacuum sealer.
There it is. So what is the thing you believe in least? It's still bias for me. And it's not, guys, I'd like to think you know me enough by now if you listen to the show. I may be a horse's ass, but one of the last things I care about is being right. I left most of that 15 years ago. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. No one cares when I'm right, and they'll always remind you when you're wrong. It doesn't matter. If Baez is great, who cares? If it nets us a parade, fabulous. But no, I just can't take 30 games and outdo the over 300 that he horrified us and wasted our time. And that's where we reside. Want to go to the people?
Let's go to people.
Brian is in Canton, 97.1. Brian, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, B. What's on your mind?
Hey, so, you know, I was going to jump all over the Javier Baze, and if I could just get that drop of gold.
We can make that happen. David has that at his disposal.
But it was, you guys had kind of touched on everything that I would already mention about him. I think he's the low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. It might be an unpopular opinion, but the biggest thing I'm doubting right now is Jack Flaherty as the number two pitcher. You know, he struggled going deeper into games. He looked visibly frustrated, you know, when he's between him and the catcher oftentimes. And, you know, I don't know how long Casey Mize is going to stay healthy. I don't know how many innings and pitches they're going to walk from Jackson Jobe. You know, with Montero, with his walks, and I know yesterday he went deeper into the game, but again, they were playing the Rockies. So I guess everything would have to go right for the pitching and maybe for them to acquire something for me to feel more confident, because I feel with that number two spot a little questionable right now. I don't know that the pitching is as solid as I thought it was before the year started.
Well, here's the thing. The question of health for any pitcher, at least the way I look at it, Brian, how long is anyone going to be healthy? You're one pitch away from meeting your good friend Tommy John. So I just, I don't. Now, if a guy has a ton of injuries, a ton of catastrophes, you're right. Like Alex Cobb. I mean, I don't expect anything from him. That guy is made out of origami. So, no, that's different. And he's 100. But they have what it takes to get pitching at the deadline if that were needed. They do.
They if you were to tell me right now, say they don't again, because like you guys have been talking about in your last few shows,
okay.
Everyone wants to draft, everyone wants to develop, no one wants to go out and make a huge expensive splash. If they don't acquire any pitching and Flaherty stays the way that he is, do you still have the same confidence in the pitching?
I do. I do, because I look, Brian, maybe I'm Pollyannish about this. I feel like between Fetter and this franchise's ability to do the pitching chaos for one spot in the rotation if they wanted, plus the trade deadline, that's before we talk about whether Job figures it out or not. Yeah, Brian, I think I'd be okay with it. Because I know any playoff series I'm in, I have the best pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So I just roll with it.
And yeah, and that's why I'm at a 4 out of 5 because of that, that you give yourself to win every series that you play. Now, you're not going to win them all, but it's not like you're just rolling out just one or two. You can go pretty deep in this pitching rotation. That's what I like. And then, you know, what's Jackson Job going to give you? If he turns out to be, you know, that guy or just close to being that guy, then yeah, you're set.
It's also, you can just get a guy. The Tigers don't need to go out and get an ace. If you go into a playoff series and let's say it's Reese Olson, it's Mize, it's Skubal, you know, what do I need? All right, you want a fourth guy? You can get a 5-and-fly at the deadline. They've already shown you what they can do with the chaos on a one-game sample.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to freak about that. Not yet. Now, if injuries take place between now and then, it definitely becomes a concern. Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys? You might want to check your cameras. There's a lot of traffic out there on 96 right now.
Oh, please move to the right side. The White Sox suck.
I don't believe in I don't think the Tigers will be the number one seed in the playoffs. They'll be a division winner. But I think the Astros are going to have another late season rally like they have the last, 8-9 years.
So are you a level 3 right now?
Was it 4 is the highest for confidence?
No, 5 means you're all in. They're the best team in the AL. 4 means they could be, but you're not quite there. A 3 means no, they're not the best team in the AL.
Yeah, I'll say 4. They could, but it's going to come down to a battle between us and Houston. I don't believe in Jace Young and his, I don't know if you want to call it a slump or just not proving it yet. I think he's a couple minor tweaks away from getting more contact rate, and he's already hitting the ball hard, squaring it up hard. We just need to get him to make more contact.
Yeah, there are elements.
I got
of
one that's going to get you going, Mike.
No, go ahead. What's up?
I don't believe at all that Parker Meadows will play a single game this year, and I am a little worried about that.
Yep.
I don't trust Javier Baez in center all year, but I mean, like you said, his value's already been reached.
Yeah.
Why not play it out?
Kevin, I'm not mad at that at all. I think it's a concern everyone has when you start using terms like can't feel part of arm or nerve damage, etc.
Yeah,
nerve has to wake up.
2 months.
Yeah, your nerve has to wake up. Like, what?
So if Parker Meadows doesn't play all year and Max Clark, Mike's boy, keeps hitting, try and play him towards the end of the year?
They bring him up in September.
No shot. They will manipulate.
Late September call up just for defensive reasons?
No way. Hey, Kevin, they will manipulate that service time like no other. No shot. I would be stunned. Plus, where's Clark playing right now? The California Penal League? I mean, he's a couple hundred at bats at least AA. I mean, come on. Like, no, I just don't see it. That is their prized toy. They're not doing that. It would be a complete break from who they are. What?
Yeah.
What you want to say.
No, that's what I would like to see. But yeah, I don't see him coming back up here. But that's why I said, for me, it was Javi out in center field. Like, I've seen him hit before, but like, he's actually pretty decent out there.
30 games.
Understand?
I know he had the highlight catch.
I mean, he's still making some plays. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Just, again, 26 strikeouts, 4 walks. It's an unsustainable split where this guy's going to have to hit 380 to maintain. I'm not there yet. But has he already presented more value than any of us imagined? Yes. And he's done it in a month. Remember we talked at the start of the year, it's not about like when you perform, it's that do you give the team something at a certain point? Mm-hmm. He has. Now, no, I don't think we'll be sitting here in July with the Javier Bayes center field redemption tour. I'll be shocked. Shocked. David, text, and we'll get more calls. Don't worry.
100%. I'm bought in on the Tigers 5 out of 5. The only thing that I don't believe in is Baez, which is totally okay because our best player, Parker Meadows, isn't even up yet. Will he be?
Yeah, none of us know.
Yeah, I have no clue. My believability is 4.5 in March. With their injuries and the schedule, we were talking about them maybe just being at 500. That would be great. It should really only get easier from here.
Right. I said, could we just survive April? We'll get an update on Parker Meadows. Just don't tank. Be 500. I'll be totally happy. They're 25-13. I mean, it's as sizzling a start as they've been off to maybe since 1984. Maybe the only other time would have been what? Would it have been like 08 maybe? I don't even know what start? Yeah.
2006.
There you go.
As an exact mirror image. I think they're both teams are, 23-15 or something?
25-13.
Yes.
How dare you? 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls coming up next. 97.1.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.